Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. It's Monday night, so it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. And tonight, we welcome in the studio the punk rock trio Absolutely Not. The band's latest release is called Programmed. It's a single, and they're working on new music that should be out this summer. They're playing on March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. The trio consists of Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero. And here they are with the first track tonight, the single Program. Take it away, guys. My head hurts. That's good. From banging it, that's good. Absolutely Not in studio, the punk rock trio, Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero. The single that was Programmed, that's the latest single they've released. They've got some music coming out this summer. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we will talk with the members and hear some more music from Absolutely Not. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435 every Monday night. Tonight, no different. This is our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has. And tonight, we are listening to the punk rock trio Absolutely Not. The band's latest release is called Program. It came out in the fall. New music that should be out this summer. They're playing on March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero are in studio. Guys, thanks for coming in and playing. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is it's funny because you're wearing the Meat Wave t-shirt. You're a second punk band. Meat Wave was the first to be on the show. And I feel like Chicago has a tremendous history in punk rock music. I think of Naked Ray Gun and other bands that came through here that, you know, I don't know if Chicago always gets the sort of national notoriety for its punk scene, but
sure,
there are so many bands that come. As a band that's out now, and you guys have been playing for about a decade, do you think about the sort of historical roots of punk music here in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of what drew me here, for sure, because we both grew up in Florida, and Chicago's music scene was definitely like a big draw for me.
What were you drawn to? Tell us the time period.
I mean, time period wise, I bounce all over the place. Like, I like a lot of different kinds of bands from a lot of different times. But with Chicago, the music scene, I just noticed was always a little edgier than some of the other places. Like California, they kind of tend to maybe lean towards the things that are a little more, you know, friendly, I guess. And then the East Coast is like New York. It's just impossible to stand out in New York no matter what you do. Right, I could light myself on fire in Times Square and no one would care. So it's like, you know, but so it's like here, it's like you at least kind of have a chance maybe. Yeah.
And the scene is really supportive.
And the scene is very supportive.
Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
Let's talk, Santiago, you grew up here.
Yeah.
So talk about, I mean, when you think of those, when I say the name Naked Ray Gun and you're playing drums for a punk band, I mean, what's that mean to you?
Huge influence. They're easily one of the most recognizable
Chicago punk. Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Hardcore punk bands.
And, yeah.
You know, they played Wrigley Field last year.
Yeah, right.
So,
did they really?
Actually,
they opened
friend,
for Dave Grohl, yeah.
My friend Fritz plays bass in Naked Ray Gun, so they're definitely a really awesome band. I was always really into this band, Los Crudos, from Chicago. So my life was changed one time when I like went to a house show and I was like 16. So the punk scene for sure, like
it's
a
I mean it's such
life.
A oh yeah. I think about the punk bands of my generation. I feel like there was a big move towards suburban punk. Elgin had a scene that was the Third Floor, and I think of the bands at the Fireside Bowl that sort of came out. I mean, there it seems like we'll always know the late 80s to be a punk sort of time for Naked Ray Gun, but in the 90s you had bands that were, I guess they fall in the category of punk, but I think of the Green Day bands of like the Smoking Popes or Alkaline Trio came out of that thing, or
Screeching Weasel,
John Pearson,
just outside of Chicago.
So I mean, there are a lot of bands. I mean, when you guys think when I mention those groups, where do you guys fit in? Where does an absolutely not fit in? Do you feel like you're a part of that sort of that movement, or do you feel like you're something different?
I guess yes and no. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I try to. With the songs, I think the vibe that we set out is kind of like trying to be somewhere in between everything, where it's, you know, influenced by a lot of different stuff, influenced by like 70s glam rock, influenced by like 90s grungy punk stuff, and, you know, all over the place. I don't want to just have like one defined like sound necessarily, but at the same time, you know, you want to have something that like sounds like absolutely not, but I don't want to just be like, oh, every song is like 1 minute and it's like, you know, this timing.
right.
There's
a formula to punk music in a way that you guys in a way honor. Your songs are short.
Sure. Right.
But listening to your song and even the program that we just heard, I mean, the it's not the same sort of four chord structure that you're just sort of beating your instruments till they bleed.
Right.
It's not that kind of thing. So talk about how you guys approach punk music and or punk rock music and how it differs from the sort of traditional that we know.
Oof. I guess I would say the best answer I guess I have is that I just don't think about anything, you know, and I know that sounds like really stupid, but it's just, it's true. Like when I'm writing something or thinking about how I want the song to go or it just comes out. Like I'm not like, oh, I want this part to repeat five times or this part to do that. It just kind of comes out. And then I take that and piece, hopefully a good song out of whatever happens. So that's kind of where I'm at. That's why I'm at, like, I don't necessarily go by a certain punk rock structure, but at, like you said, at the same time, all of our songs are like punk rock length and they're fast.
Automatically. I mean, you are a trio.
Yeah.
So when I think of punk rock trios, and that is a thing, I mean, it was guitar, bass,
fast,
drums, go.
Minute and a half.
You already sort of change it up with the keys and you do something different.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the idea of deconstructing punk rock by using some different instruments.
Well, I can't play bass guitar very well. So that's going to be reason number one.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. There have been times where we've thought about like introducing, because I am kind of learning how to play that now. But it's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to
mess
with
it. Keys are more interesting, as silly as that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's not silly, but it's just like, I just find you can do more with the song if you have like
Being able to change the tones,
Like, being able to change the tones and the voices and things like that, so it's not just like a bass and a guitar and drums. Like,
well, you talk about it. I mean, even in some of your categorizations of the music, you're punk, but you also mentioned glam, sort of the late
stuff. Devo and things like that. You feel like the
keyboard goes in that direction and adds that element,
for sure.
That automatically changes up the music.
Yeah, right. Because I'm just as into inspired by like bands like Devo and like Missing Persons, and because Missing Persons was another great band that made it really far and had like big hit singles, and they didn't have a bass player. They had two keyboardists, a drummer, a guitarist, and a lead singer. And I was always like, no bass, one guitar, and two keys. It's like, okay.
And there's Screamers, which is all keys.
Yeah, and Screamers, which is all keys, which is amazing too. Okay. Yeah. Another great band.
We're talking with the band, the punk rock trio, Absolutely Not, here from Chicago. They're playing March 18th at Kohl's and Logan Square. They're going to perform in just a second. We'll play another one. You know, we were talking before, Santiago, just was a sound check, that there really is this sort of two ways that a punk rock band can go. One is a very young band that just, like I said, wants to make their instruments bleed.
Sure.
I mean, everything you possibly do, like take out the rage, and that you want to say something, and you want to say it through the music, and you want to play fast. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other that, I mean, there's a skill to it. There's as you get older and you continue, you'll see a lot of punk rock bands kind of move out of the music and try to do other things. But the ones that stay through, there is this sort of discipline and skill that goes into punk rock music. Where do you guys fit in? I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you're sort of in the middle of that. I mean, you guys are skilled musicians, but talk about the idea of sticking with this type, this genre of music for as long as you have.
Well, I think one of the main reasons why the three of us work really well is that we all listen to a lot of the same kind of music. Like, we also go off and listen to very different things too. But as far as like the key place that Absolutely Not is usually headed or like in or whatever, we're all very much into that style, and I think that energizes us too, and I don't, or at least it does with me. I don't know about you guys.
I think we're all really into the concept of mixing what you said, the making instruments bleed, and then the melody, like you said.
Yes,
it starts out more often than not when you're younger. I was in just hardcore and power violence bands, and you know, the older you get, you're like, oh, well, maybe I can mix in melody. Getting better at your instrument is 100%. Part of that.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, I think it's just kind of like part of a natural evolution artistically to just kind of incorporate that melody, but not to the point where you're not staying true to the original forms and what you're inspired by, like Articles of Faith or Naked Gun.
Yeah, like you start in a raw place, but then you take that and turn it into something that, you know, maybe is a little more thought out, or, you know, like, I mean,
expand a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, even the earlier Absolutely Not songs, in comparison to some of the later stuff, the earlier stuff is even a little more towards the punk mentality you're talking about, where it's just like very straight up and just bleh.
Well, I don't want to ruin a good conversation by playing live music, but that's what we're going to do right now. Absolutely Not is in studio. What are we going to hear? What track are we going to hear?
This is a brand new single.
All right.
Yes. This
What's
is
it called?
Strictly Top.
Strictly Top?
Yes.
Strictly Top. Absolutely Not. The punk rock trio here from Chicago playing Kohl's on March 18th in Logan Square. We got Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero, the three of them together. Absolutely Not. Here it is. I guess this will be the single, right? You called it
this
out.
This will be possibly one of
the singles. All right, take it away, guys.
You got
It's got that punk rock stop, too. I like it. The Absolutely Not in Studio 435 tonight. You can hear them at Logan. They'll be at Kohl's in Logan Square on March 18th. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, Santiago Guerrero in studio. And it's amazing. And I mean, talk about the new music real quick before we go to news. I mean, this is sort of, you guys have been working on this. It's coming out this summer?
Yes. It's coming out at the end of July, fingers crossed. Yeah.
How long does it take to put a record? I mean, if you're already talking about new singles, I mean, you're obviously along the route.
Yeah, this one, we actually just finished tracking it 3 days ago, right? I think 3 days ago, or four, or whatever it was. And we're mixing it on the 9th and the 10th of this month. So it'll be done, but, you know, that's just the beginning of, you know, 8,000 stages.
Yeah.
So.
Donnie did finger quotes when he said done.
I did do finger quotes, and I'm on the radio. Everyone saw me do it.
Donnie
quote,
Moore,
unquote.
Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, Santiago Guerrero, Absolutely Not in studio. They're playing March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. When we come back, we'll talk some more about the music, about your guys' process, and also about punk rock in general here on The Download. Thanks, Rob. It's The Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in Studio 435 tonight. Absolutely Not, the punk rock trio. They're playing at Kohl's on March 18th in Logan Square. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, Santiago Guerrero. The single that's out right now is called Programmed. They got new music that should be out this summer. We're going to hear one more track tonight here in Studio 435 a little bit later in the hour. But first, let's talk some more punk rock. I love it. I love it. You're bringing me back, guys. Okay, so one of the things I read about you guys, which is really interesting, is that, you know, when you started out, you know, you play like places like Ronnie's or other places that may not be around anymore. And you would play for 2, 3, 4 people in the audience. Talk about that. I mean, because
that was a good night. You
know, and but the arc of this story is that, you know, in recent years, you guys are headlining Metro.
Yeah.
You're on tour with Meatwave, which is hot right now. I mean, that's the hot band. So, I mean, I don't say that to say, oh, you guys played at 3 to 4 people, but it talks about the how long it takes, because this was 10 years ago or so.
Like 8 to 10. I'm really bad with timeline stuff. But, yeah, it was about 8 to 10 years ago. And definitely played a bunch of shows at, like, Ronnie's. Even the first time I played Empty Bottle, I believe there was maybe like 30 or 40 people there. And that room is a lot bigger, so when there's that many people in there and you're playing, you're like, oh, God. You know, like, it's just like, it's very uncomfortable.
How do you get from Ronnie's and 4 people to headlining Metro? How does that happen? I mean, I talk about the process as a local band, an independent band that is trying to, a punk rock trio, that is trying to make your name in this city. How do you go from 3 people to 500 at a show?
Well, honestly, for me personally, I just kept going no matter what happened. That was number one. Like, no matter how many bad shows I had, I just kept playing because I just was like, I don't care. I'm going to keep writing these songs whether people like it or not. So maybe I'll just always play to 10 people. Maybe I won't. And I also just made sure that I definitely never tried to placate to any certain, I just try to stay true to what I was doing without breaking from that.
Is that hard, you guys? I mean, as a band who will play and there might be a couple months straight where there's 6, 7 people, you're like,
oh, yeah,
maybe we should be doing what, I don't know, No Doubt's doing.
Right.
Or I don't know what the band of the record is.
It's soul crushing.
One of those things you can't help, actually. I feel like at the end of the day, like, you're gonna, you, even if you know you could maybe be more successful doing something different, there's something in you that needs that. I feel like it's 33% tenacity, 33% masochism.
Yeah,
and 33% just loving, like, what kind
passion,
of music,
right?
And
right.
Being, you know, like, just passion. Yeah, exactly. Like, when we go on tour, we just listen to angular post-punk and goth and the 70s punk. And
or Madison, like, was there ever
dark metal?
Was there ever a time where you're like, all right, this is not worth it? Is this not, you know, when you're in the first couple years and you're like, what are we doing here?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, of course you get frustrated when you play like a bunch of you know, just crappier shows in a row, it's like, okay, well, that sucks. But you just, yeah, you keep going. Networking is really important, talking to people. And the scene, like I said before, is super supportive, so it's easy to do. Booking shows with other bands, that's what I mean by networking. Like, yeah. You all kind of have each other's
just
back,
building
bring
connections
people out, and, talking, yeah. Like, yeah, talk about
Santiago, stuff. You mentioned this earlier when you're talking about being a kid and getting into punk rock music. You mentioned the idea of house shows.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on.
Yeah, and you know, we had the guys from Twin Peaks were in here, okay. And they talked about that's how they kind of got their following. They would do these house shows in Rogers Park or Logan Square, and other places. Talk about that culture. I mean, because you know, people listening right now may go, okay, you're just going from club to club to bar to bar.
No.
But there's a whole other
not.
Way to get an audience, and that has to do with essentially playing in your
That's
living room.
Honestly one of the biggest things and one of the hardest, shockingly, sometimes in Chicago to get is like a good house show. Like, sure, you could play house shows or whatever, but to get on that show, because, you know, it caters to people that maybe A, can't go to the 21 and up clubs that are, you know, 20 or 19 and really want to go to a cool show, but they can't go to anything. And it's also provides a different energy because you're not in a bar atmosphere, you know, where like you paid to get in and, you know, it's someone else's, like, you know.
I also think part of the draw is just the rawness of
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
Being
yeah.
able to experience, like, you hear a band over their great sound system, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you can see a band stripped of all the monitors and all the extra stuff, and just kind of,
and you're on the same level as
exactly,
them, like on the ground floor with them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can break your stuff.
Yeah. There's no break room. You just kind of.
I mean, but there's no doubt that, I mean, you think back to just to history as a fan of music. I've seen probably as many bands in basements as I have in clubs.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But there is, I mean, there's a movement, and it seems like in the last, I don't to date myself, but like the last decade or so, where it's become much more of a thing. Like you just said, there are certain houses that you want to play, almost like certain clubs.
It is. It's the same dynamic. I mean, it's different, but it's the same.
Well, there's Albion House in Rogers Park, which has been going since the early 90s, which I might be wrong, but I heard was maybe started by the guys from Alkaline Trio or something from that scene. So that's like a really long standing.
So there are certain houses in Chicago that have sort of a musical tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then unfortunately a lot of them also get
shut down.
Well, that's the second part of this, as we talk on WGN Radio. They're illegal.
I mean, they're for sure illegal. Yeah.
They're essentially like a house party or, when the parents are away.
And that's half the fun, I think. I think that also where some of the energy comes from, too, is like you're all in there like, you know, it's just like. So it's like, I think that it's true, though. I think that's where it comes
from. It's kind of part of the game, though. It's like people get so, make kind of huge deals sometimes when like a house of like 2 years gets shut down. It's like, that's just how it works. There's a natural regeneration.
Yeah, and there will be five new ones
to
pop up.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
Because there's always a new house. You go, oh, what's Margaritaville? What?
Right.
Margaritaville.
Yeah, that's a house.
Oh, some of the names are so good.
Some of the names are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's names, code names for the houses. That's great.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So and they're pretty, some of them are really great.
I had shows in my basement in Little Village, or my backyard in Little Village in like around 2007. And I actually can't say the name on the radio, but it was a whole lot of fun. Right? Like, we had a really good time.
I love, but I mean, it's interesting because we have these bands on and we talk to them about their success, and almost all of them are rooted in this underground sort of community that Chicago has for rock bands, for punk rock bands that we never hear about, that they're just not talking. And this is when I hear you say they have code names for the houses.
Oh, yeah.
You start to get a better understanding of how the city sort of not only is diverse and has a bunch of different places, but nurtures itself in the way that there's so many house parties. You can actually, there's a hierarchy to the house party.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't make a Facebook event for it without text me for the address written on the inside.
Well, it's kind of like Donnie was saying, the house shows are sort of a manifestation of something that just kind of needs to happen, which is there needs to be a space to see a band that's not a club or something, and there's a community to it. There's a lot more of a community to that. So I think sometimes there needs to be a place.
Does
for
it become harder for you guys? I mean, obviously, as you have more success and you're on tour with Meatwave or you play at Metro, does it become harder to sort of you move on from that sort of scene and move into a different one?
I definitely don't want to.
We love basement shows.
Yeah, I just want, I don't want to be, I just want to be available to do anything, I guess. I know that's probably not possible all the time, but, you know, I don't ever want to be that band that's like too cool to play the house or, no. You know, or just, or vice versa even, where it's just like, I just want to be able to do whatever. I like all the crowds at all the places. I like the feelings that I get from both places, so.
Well, let's talk about those feelings. Absolutely yeah. Not. The punk rock trio in studio, Studio 435 tonight. We're still going to get another track for them. They're playing March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. Let's talk about why you guys do it. I mean, is the idea of fame and fortune the concept that you are living life in Malibu? And no, that's not it.
No. It's the music industry.
I'm just sniffing it out, guys. Yeah. No, what is it? I mean, what feel are you going for?
I mean, you know, ideally, sure, we would all like to be like career musicians, like we are right now for the like kind of, you know. I mean, we would like it to be
the like, only source of income.
The only source of income, or the for sure, like hardcore main source of income. So I guess that would be great. But
how do you do that? I guess I mean I'm
still figuring that out.
Yeah, still figuring that out.
You're right. I mean, it's not
sure.
I mean, even the paths that were once laid out for the music industry have been dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not sort of like, I guess I'm just going to keep playing high profile shows till somebody comes along and gives me money. That's gone.
Right.
So I mean, for you as an independent band in a genre that is almost anti-establishment being in punk rock.
Sure.
I mean, what are the ways that you see yourselves getting to the goal of being professional musicians or musicians that are self-sustaining?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we try to tour as much as humanly possible and just play, because we don't want to just play like 100 shows a year in Chicago, because that's just annoying. When bands do that. And so we want to like travel around and, you know, like spread, because it's like you could nail your city and that's great. And if that's all you want to do, there's nothing wrong with that. There are plenty of bands that just want to local and that's awesome. Like I'm not saying anything negative about that, but we're definitely a band that wants to go as far as possible. Like we would like to go to Europe eventually. We love going to the West Coast. We love going to the East Coast. And I feel like the best way to get the most listeners is to expose as many people as you possibly can to your music. And since, you know, it's harder to do that through PR and other things, sometimes you got to just kind of do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Absolutely Not in studio. Okay. So we're going to take a break. We will come back. We'll get one last track from you guys in studio. They're playing, Absolutely Not's playing at Kohl's in Logan Square on March 18th. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, Santiago Guerrero in studio. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More music. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Patty Vasquez takes over. But up to that point, it is still Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. The punk rock trio, Absolutely Not. The band's latest release is called Programmed. They're working on new music that should be out this summer. They're playing on March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero are the trio. And here is the B-side from the single from Program. This is Vacation, live in Studio 435. Take it away, guys.
Mama's in the mirror, crying out for makeup, because daddy wants some scarlet and his girl. First sister at the mall, just sweating to look sexy, and grandma smells like coconut rum. I'm all just crying up for makeup. This grandma took away all the blue. Hey, 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 hey. We're not a happy family now.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, there's the screaming we were promised. Absolutely not. In Studio 435 tonight, the punk rock trio of Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, Santiago Guerrero. They're playing at Kohl's March 18th. That was the B-side of the single program. That was Vacation, complete with screaming. That was good screaming. That was strong.
Well, thank you.
That was strong. So, all right, what's next for you guys? I mean, we talked about new music. I mean, what's the process? I mean, do you guys put that out as an album?
Yeah. Wait, what does that look like? I mean, that, sometimes when we do those songs, I get a little going
well,
the cuckoo.
Normally,
land.
We kind of do like a lot of bands, since for time and money reasons, we do kind of just like try to do like five or six songs in a day, maybe a whole album. And we did a totally different process this time. We recorded just two songs at a time, which totally allowed us to like really focus. And we just finished tracking it, so we shot the album cover today.
Sorry, I rejoined the universe.
Okay, so an album. This is good for you guys, because you guys have done EPs and you've done singles. I mean, talk about the idea of actually constructing out a full album.
With this one, it's called Errors, and every song is kind of about someone that's, you know, has some sort of weird flaw or
quirk
or concern, or you know. And it's also like the middle song that we played is kind of like an anthem for anyone who's kind of misunderstood at this present time, and as far as like minorities and things like that go. So this whole album is kind of a concept about that. It's about just like the odd people that are either considered errors because they're actually horrible, or considered errors because they're just different from everybody
else. They don't fit in. Well, there's something to that. I mean, the idea that you guys as a punk trio, you don't sort of follow the mold of, I think as you put it, four straight straight white dudes who just jam on their instruments until there's no tomorrow. I mean, you guys have a different thing, a different makeup and a different thing going on.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's just kind of spawns from, I think a lot of, I put a lot of my own emotion to it. I mean, you even just heard her and the screaming at the end. Like, obviously that's like a real like scream. That's not, I guess you know, we just try to be genuine. I'm very, very much about genuine music. I can immediately tell if it's false. Like, you watch some of the bands with their stage antics or the lyrics that they have, and you're just like, God, how many hours you sit on the edge of your bed rewriting that sentence? Like, it's so
watching yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, watching yourself play the guitar part in the mirror, being like, this is so good.
But you guys don't
like my
that.
Hair right now.
Right. And
Well, I mean, there is something to the idea of putting the music together, writing the music from a different perspective, from a different point of view. I mean, punk rock has been very rudimentary in a good way, but it has been, as you talked about, sort of the power violence to sort of like, this is us and this is how I feel.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is it. So, I mean, for you to bring a different element to that music, that's refreshing in this day and age in 2017.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. And it's like, I like to do that half of the time, and the other half of the time, lyrically especially, the songs are usually kind of like me creating a fake character of someone that I would never be or would never maybe even want to be. And kind of writing a song about that person through their perspective, which sounds odd, but it's true. It's just, I don't like just writing. People always say, like, write what you know, or, you know, keep it. Like, I don't like doing that. I like going to weird places. And
well, we just had this conversation, with, it was the Handsome Family.
Yeah.
They were in, and we talked about they do murder ballads.
Yeah.
And so they will construct, you know, an old murder ballad. I mean, they're doing fiction.
Yeah.
They come to the same sort of, you know, back and forth about they've never killed anybody.
Right. You know, you have to go into that mind.
Right.
And
so it is fiction writing. I mean, there's something about storytelling as a musician.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's like a lot of the songs are me just telling a story that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that I would ever do in my life ever. But that's half the fun of singing about it.
All right. So let me ask you this as we wrap up tonight. This is a new segment for Studio 435. To see a punk rock band that's not you.
Yeah.
Where, who should we see, and where should we see them? In Chicago.
Okay, we have, this list could go on
forever.
For like 4 hours. but I mean, obviously, we've been talking a lot about Meat Wave, so definitely say Meat Wave.
Love them.
The bands that we're playing with at Kohl's on the 18th.
No
Men and Wad are two of the best bands in Chicago right now, and I'm sure.
The idea being, let's go see Meat Wave. Where would be the best place to see Meat Wave? If that punk rock band, where's the best place to see punk rock in Chicago? Empty Bottle?
Empty Bottles.
Which is a place
yeah.
I love.
The best shows.
I mean, they're pretty good. They bring the same energy no matter where they are, which is part of why we enjoy them so much and enjoy like teaming up with them for stuff, especially because they definitely come from that same place, I can tell. Or it's like it's all genuine. It's no...
Well, if we can't get into Margaritaville, the house,
right.
Then we will go to Empty
Margaritaville.
Bottle. What was it called?
It's a cool place. Actually, a really cool band I like called Chew, who a lot of members are actually also originally from Orlando.
Yeah.
Chew
is a great band, yes.
They play there. So.
Okay. Well, if we can't get in there, because I have a feeling me knocking on the door is not going to work. Then we'll go to Empty Bottles,
we'll
see our punk rock.
Yeah.
So
we're
it's great. Thank
we'll
you.
You
thank you. It's a dream come true. I'm with the band. I'm with these guys. I'm with absolutely not the punk rock trio who are playing on March 18th at Kohl's in Logan Square. Donnie Moore, Madison Moore, and Santiago Guerrero in studio. The latest release, a single called Program. The B-side was Vacation, which we just heard. And they're working on new music that should be out this summer.
Yes.
Guys, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate
thank
it.
You
thank
very
you
much
for
having
us.
Us.